A Moment in Bliss. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, with the thought for today. A Moment in Bliss. How we would all love to have a moment in bliss. How we'd all love to experience a moment in bliss. But the moment in bliss happens so quickly, so rapidly, so unexpectedly, that we don't really know when it's happening. What is a moment in bliss? A moment in bliss is when we feel absolutely content in ourselves. We feel that all is in divine order in ourselves. We feel very, very wonderful in ourselves. The big point here is in ourselves. There's no way we can share bliss. There's no way we can tell another person of our bliss. There's no way that we can entertain another person in our world and say that this is bliss, and that this bliss is so wonderful and so fantastic and so glorious. We cannot tell anyone about that, because when that bliss happens to us, it is so personal and it is so just ours alone that there's nobody else who can fit into that picture whatsoever. There's nobody else who can fit into that awareness at all, because it is ours alone. Now, how do we know when we have had a moment of bliss? How do we know when we have experienced that moment of bliss? We'd like to know that. We'd like to be aware of it. We hear about the Buddha and his moment of bliss. We hear about his moment when he woke up to the reality of who he was. And the first thing he said was, "Let's party. Let's eat. Let's enjoy life. Let's find the fulfillment of life." We are like the early Buddha, and we are always searching for something. We're always searching for understanding. We're searching for peace. We're searching for love. We're searching for all of these things that we think would make us very happy. And when we get right down to it, what makes us happy is that moment of inner awareness where we know who we are and we like what we have found. We know what we are and we like what we have realized that we know what we are. That moment of bliss, so private, so pure, so beautiful, and so marvelous that there is no way to tell another person about it or describe it or to in any way let anyone else know what it is. Now, there's a lot of people who go on to alcohol and they go on to narcotics and they go on to drugs looking for that moment of bliss. They're looking for that moment when they are not touched by the world about them. They're not touched by the world in which they live. They are free from all the bonds, all the bounds, all the attitudes that the world around them would tell them are important. And truly, they will never find it. They will never find it because they're looking outwardly for it. Oh, you say drugs help them look inwardly. Not really. Nothing helps you look inwardly for the bliss that you are except your own peace of mind, your own sense of complete relaxation and complete happiness. How do you find that? The Buddha chased after his inner bliss most of his early life, and what did he find? He found nothing. All he found was the problems of the world. All he found was the unhappiness of the world. All he found was that which did not please him at all. And then, in his moment of bliss, when he really found it, nothing else mattered to him whatsoever except to be himself and have fun, to live in his inner world, to live in the sensitivity of all being good and beautiful and wonderful, to live in that realization. Now, can you and I do that? Oh, yes, we can. Do we do it? Oh, often. But whenever we do it, we feel guilty. Whenever we feel we're being ourselves and having fun, when we feel that we're walking that happy path inside ourselves, when everything is going well for us, we feel guilty about it. Now, anytime you feel guilty about something, it takes away all the joy that that something may have brought to you. Anytime you feel guilty for having a happy thought, that you feel guilty for thinking something beautiful for another person, but not going on to carry it through, you don't have to. Just the thought of you thinking something beautiful about yourself, or about your world, or about anyone in your world, that's enough, that's sufficient. That's good enough. Then you go on to the next thought, and the next thought, and the next thought, and the next dream, and the next imagination, and the next wisdom, and the next joy of your heart. And as you do that, each moment of bliss that comes up will be a moment of immortality in you, a moment of immortality in your inner beingness, and when it has come and gone, it will be totally forgotten. You will be more blissful, you will be more contented, you will be happier, you will be at peace with yourself, but the incident will be forgotten. But the incident will never leave your consciousness. It's just when you are with your child and the child's in the crib and you pick up your child for the first time and you hold the child in your arms and you feel a bliss in you, you feel a goodness in you. You don't think anything about all the expenses that the hospital has or that the future will bring or that his education or her education will bring. You don't think of those things at all. You don't think of whether the child is born whole and perfect or divine or if they have a slight problem or whatever it may be. You only say, wow, what a magnificent experience. What a blissful experience. Now, you can, in consciousness or in thought, go back to that blissful experience and remember it and delight again in it, but it'll never be the same, because now you're ready for new blissful experiences. You have opened up your consciousness to a blissful experience with the birth of your child or with some other glorious experience. And now each new experience that you have will be another blissful experience. So what we want to say that we are loaded with moments of bliss. We are loaded every single moment of our life with a moment of bliss. And we feel so uplifted, so fulfilled, so revealed, so thankful, so joyful, so happy that nothing can compare to it. Nothing can take it from us or put it to us. Whenever we, for a moment, sit back and relax and breathe deeply and let go, we re-enter the state of bliss. Now, we were born in a state of bliss. At our birth, when we came forth on this dimension of life, we came forth in a statement, in a attitude of bliss. And that bliss that we came forth in us as we were brought forth into this experience, in this dimension, it has never left us and will never leave us. We always live in that state, that moment of bliss when we came forth onto this dimension. We always do. You always remember when you hold your first child in your arms and that child is a child of your creation, child of your bringing forth, and the moment of bliss is so exquisite, ecstatic, exciting, unbelievably wonderful, and never-ending. And with that state of bliss, you can go on from one state to another. You were born in the state of bliss. You have moments of bliss that continually jump into your life. Every time you say, I let go and let the divine in me reveal itself in all that I am. I let go and be the magnificence that I am, the magnificence of all good that is me. I let go and stay in a moment of bliss every moment of my life. And I look upon everything and call it a moment of bliss. I look on every experience and call it a moment of bliss. I look on everything that goes into my world and call it a moment of bliss. And I am thrilled beyond all measure, because this is the truth about me. And I live that moment of bliss now and every moment of my life. And I take a deep breath and release it and sit in quietness and peace, being myself and having fun, living in the all. Living in the all. Living in the all divine order now. I live my life in divine order now, and I live eternally in bliss, for that is me forevermore. How great it is! How absolutely great it is!